Welcome to this calm and bright bedtime story. A story of hope. The Angel Gabriel story. I'm worn out. I've had quite a few missions over the last year, appearing to different people and sharing the most important message of all time. And now, what a miracle of hope lies before me. A savior on the earth. Wonderful, mighty counselor, the Prince of Peace. If I'm honest, I didn't really want to go to Earth. It's always so busy with people rushing around and they don't seem to listen to each other. And I was thinking, why would they listen to me? But God said, Gabriel, I have an important task for you. Well, I couldn't say no to that. So I was sent to Galilee to a virgin named Mary. I showed her my best light, saying, greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. But she seemed really afraid and troubled. I panicked a bit and said, don't be afraid, Mary, for you are special to God, and you will give birth to a son. This one will be great, and you shall call him Jesus, Son of the Most High. She questioned how that could be possible, and I told her that God's Spirit will come upon her. Mary seemed to settle, and I saw God's peace descend on her as she declared she was God's servant and would follow his will. She showed such courage, faith, and obedience to God. At that point, I left. My mission wasn't over, though. I kept my eye on her to check everything was okay. She visited her cousin, Elizabeth, and it gave me real joy to hear her singing, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices greatly over God my Saviour. She'd recognised the importance of her role and God's promise of hope for the world. I'm amazed. In the midst of all the chaos of this news and the difficulties she is facing, that this young woman can be calm and bright. We hope you enjoyed this calm and bright bedtime story. Let's end by saying a prayer together. Father God, thank you for all you have given us. As we get ready for Christmas, help us know your hope and to bring hope to those around us. Amen.